We are learning Maseches Bava Kamma, Daf Kuf Yechesim Abayz, and we are beginning around 8-9 lines from the top, end of a line. Leima Katanoi. This machlokes about minyan and about all these returning ladas. Maybe it's machlokes tanoim. Hagoinev tle mina eider veselam mina kis. Someone steals a tle from a herd, which is a sheep from the herd. Veselam mina kis and a coin from the wallet. L'mokim shuganav yachzer. Should return to the place where you stole from. Divrei Rabbi Shmuel. Kiva imer tzorach das bailam. You need to have das bailam. And the Gemara explained the machlokes. But the Gemara doesn't separate the machlokes into two. The machlokes by goinev tle and machlokes by selam mina kis. It's normal for a person to touch and to check his wallet at every minute. So he knows exactly what's in the wallet and what he loses. So that's everyone holds like that. So my love, besela ledas uplukta derav Shmuel. So by sela, it's when he loses it, when it gets stolen, it's ledas. Why? Because odom master v'kisa kol shah. So he knows about it. So it's ledas. And when we return it, it's also called a das. Why? Because it's not called a das. When he returns it, it's like a minion. Why is it called like a minion? Because he checks it all the time. So here, when he gives it back, it's a minion. So therefore, the man diomar, Rabbi Shmuel, says, l'mokoyim shagonav yachzer, which means it works, because it's relying on minion. That is like who? The Gemara is saying that's like Shmuel. That's like Shmuel. That's what it says, but look to Rav Shmuel. That's like Shmuel holds that by Ladas, it works to return it. Truth is, Rav Yechon and Rav Chista hold like that as well. Just we want to say, because the one who argues is Rav, that's why he said Shmuel. Really, it's really Shmuel and Rav Yechon and Rav Chista all hold like that. That when you steal Ladas, minion works. Here, remember, it's stolen Ladas because Adam Mashav Kisai. So, and if it's returned, it's called minion because Adam Mashav Kisai. So, look to the Rav Shmuel. Rav holds a minion does not work by Gunnar Ladas. So, it's like it's Rav Shmuel. But Tle, the Machlokes by Tle is Shloi Ladas, because like Tosfos explains already that by Tle Stam is a Shloi Ladas, because there's no Adam Mashav Kisai. He doesn't know he lost it. And here you returned it without telling anyone. Why? Because here you returned it to its place without any minion. So Rabbi Shmuel says, the Mokoim Shagonav Yachzir, he holds like Rabbi Yechanan, that holds that Shloi Ladas, you don't even need a minion. That's the story. Only holds like Rabbi Yechanan. Rabbi Kiva holds that you have to have das. He holds like Rav Chista. Rabbi Kiva holds like Rav Chista holds. You have to have das by Gonav Shloi Ladas. Actually, Rav and Shmuel hold that also. But we know right from before that Rav Yechanan holds that Rav Kiva holds like doesn't hold like that. Therefore, he holds like Rav. Here he's saying he holds like Rav Chista. He could have said he holds like Rav also, but like upon him, we say like this. Again, by Tle, that's you need a chart. By Tle, Shloi Ladas, again, because not Mashav Kisai, and you returned it with any Das. So according to Rabbi Yechanan, by Gonav Shloi Ladas, he's the only one who holds that. By Gonav Shloi Ladas, returning helps, that's Rabbi Shmuel Shita. And Rabbi Kiva holds Rav Chista, Doma, Shloi Ladas needs Das, which we said, actually, Rav and Shmuel hold as well, but like upon him, that's, but we pass usually like Rav Chista, so it's good he holds like Rav Chista. In any case, that's the Gemara's learning machlekes. So it comes out, Lema Katanoim means we have here machlekes, Mamish, this whole four way machlekes is really machlekes Tanoim in two different cases. That's what comes out. So Gemara, no, it's not machlekes. Wrong. Omra Zim Shadi Rava, whole different case. B'shoimer Shagonav Meshus Bailim Kuliyam Leplik Rav Chista. If you stole it, if it's a Shoimer, that if you stole it from Meshus Bailim, the word Shomer should be changed to Goinev Meshus Bailim. If someone stole it from Meshus Bailim, Kuli Amo Loi Pligi Krav Chista. Everyone agrees in Pasuk Krav Chista. That means that by Ladas you need to have there. Krav Chista holds enough with a minion by Ladas and Shaloi Ladas. You have to have Das. Minion will not work. So everyone holds a Krav Chista. So what's the case here? This Machlokes here. Here's a whole new case. Here we're talking about a shomer was watching something and he stole it. Here it's a whole different case. He's the one watching it and he stole it. And then he returned it back. He brought it back into the Eidus and I'm giving it back to the Bailam. The Bailam is not even here. So you had a question like this. When the shomer steals it, so now does he become a ganev? And he can't give it back to himself anymore because now, since he's a ganev, the owner doesn't trust him anymore, so he's not a shomer anymore, so he can't return it to his herd. Or, lemaisi, he's still a shomer, so I can return it to my herd. I'm the bailam now. I can return it to myself. That's the shaila. And in both cases are the same shaila, both by money and by the tle. Kiva holds, once you steal your ganiv, the Baal doesn't trust you anymore. Now the only way to return it is if you tell the Baal about it. He didn't tell the Baal about it, therefore you're chayiv. No, you're still a shomer, and therefore I can return it to my herd, because I am watching it, I'm the owner, and therefore I can return it. So here we're talking about a case where the watchkeeper himself, the shepherd himself, stole it. So there, he returned it back to himself. Is that good or not? That's the Bi'ur Machlokes of Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Akiva. So talking about Lema Minyan Poiter Tanoi. Maybe the whole idea of Minyan Patering is a Machlokes Tanoi. The time, our Mishnah says the Minyan works at certain cases. Maybe the whole thing is Machlokes. Tell me what's in the Braisa. A Goizel's Chaveret. Someone stole from his friend, and he wants to return his friend the money, but he's embarrassed to say, I stole from you. So what he does is, next time he pays him back for a loan, he gives him some extra money. A Goizel's Chaveret, Vilo Bechesvin. Give him some extra money. Tani Chadu Yatza. One man the Yama says that Yotze your Hashava. Tani Yidach Lo Yatza. Another man says he's not Yotze your Hashava. Shavru at the Kulei Amisla Rav Yitzchak. Everyone knows Rav Yitzchak. The Adam Asu Lo Mashas Rekisim Chal Shava Shah. That you check your wallet every minute. So here, when you check your wallet, see how much money he gave you back. You'll chop. You paid you back. So what's the Machlekes? By Lav Halkamifke. The man the Yama Yatza saw a minion Paiten. Here, since you touch your wallet all the time, you check your wallet, there's a minion. So he owes minions Paiten. Man the Yama Yatza saw a minion ain't a Paiten. He owes minions does not Pater. So maybe that's the machlekes, if a minyan paiter or not, is really a machlekes tanoim. Zokta Gemara. Ella, Mar says, no, it's not the machlekes. Zokta Gemara, Amri, Svirulei, Rav Yitzchak, if you're like Rav Yitzchak, I'm going to plead the minyan paiter. Everyone knows the minyan is paters. Because you count it up, it's paters. What's the machlekes here? Rav Yitzchak and Mifli. The machlekes between two brises of Yotza, not Yotza, is machlekes in Rav Yitzchak alone. Mar is the Rav Yitzchak, one holds Rav Yitzchak, therefore you have minyan and Yotza. A minion would work a kuliyama, but it shows if you have minion. If you hold a Yitzchak, which means you check your wallet all the time, you have minion. Or more or less than a Yitzchak. Hold a Yitzchak. Everybody say, I'm another pshat in the machlekes. The kuliyama is the Rav Yitzchak. Everyone agrees the Rav Yitzchak. And everyone agrees the minion works also. Minion works and Rav Yitzchak. What's the machlekes here? Like Kasha, hold the money of Ramah Levikisa. But hold the money of Ramah Liyada. The nafkamina is that if you counted it, and you gave it, and he didn't count it, he threw it into his wallet. So then, when he counts his wallet, so then he'll know about it. Masha Inkin, if you put it into his hand, and from his hand he threw it into his box, which is in his safe in his house, that doesn't count. So there's two different ways of paying it back. One way to pay it back is he gave him the money, and he put it into his pocket. Then he's going to count it. Masha Inkin, the other man who loyots him is a case, which I don't like, really, is a case where you gave him the money, and he threw it into his box. Therefore, he's not going to count it. But by saying last tarets, either he did the money from the kiss, he put it in his wallet, so really he should be counting it. But the problem was he had other money in his wallet already. He had other money in his wallet, and here he didn't have other money in his wallet. Therefore, if he counts it up, it's fine. I can ask me, Lachaira, what do you mean? He knows what's in his wallet also. He always counts on his wallet. So they speak out that he didn't know how much was in his wallet this time. So it's a little bit shver. It's like a kimta a little bit. Rashi says, lo yoda kama. He didn't know how much was in there, which is why not. So I don't have a good pshat, but that's the way Rashi learns it. Gevald. Zog to Mishnah Vayta. New Mishnah. Ein loichim and aroyim. You cannot borrow things, certain things from shepherds. Why? Because shepherds steal it. Shepherds are watching a bunch of animals, and they have an opportunity to steal a lot of different things, like wool, and even some behemoths, because between you, me and you and the lamppost, they don't really know. The owner doesn't know exactly how much he has. He has 187 animals. He doesn't know the difference, 186, 187. He doesn't really know the difference. So therefore, the Raya can steal things, getting away with it. So, Ein Loichim Arayim, Tzemer, you can't buy Tzemer from him, which is wool, V'cholav, you can't buy milk, V'gadim, you can't buy small goats, because when they're born, he get away with it very easily. You can't buy from someone who's watching Peiros. You cannot buy wood from him or Peiros. But you're allowed to buy from Noshim. The ladies used to, their business was, the ones who went to work a little bit, they stole, in Yehuda, they sold begadim made out of wool. In Galil, they sold begadim made out of linen. And agalim, in Sharon, they sold agalim. So then you let a buyer from Noshim because there the husband allows this because that was their business and therefore obviously they have reshus. There's another pshat Rashi Agolim Basharim. We're going to Rashi second pshat which holds Iker pshat that's going on the Noshim that the Noshim still let us sell these things because that's normal. The kulon Shomul Hatan Aser. Anytime you buy something and the guy tells you you know, when you leave my store, hide it under your coat, then for sure you know it's stolen stuff. Then for sure it's awesome. And in any case, you're allowed to purchase eggs and chickens from these Rayim. That's not a problem. Why is it not a problem? Because those things are very cheap. It's not worth to get into trouble of making a geneva from those things. You're not allowed to buy from a Rayim. You're not allowed to buy izim, goats, small calves, small goats, whatever gedim are. Gedim are anything that's small. Usually gedi izim is a small izim. Gedi could be any small animal. But loy gizim, and not strings of wool. Loy tlushim, not little pieces of wool. Shot semer, which means little smaller pieces. You're not allowed to buy any of these things from them because you're worried they stole it. Avaloychem em tfurim. But you're allowed to buy from them tfurim, which means it's already a beged. Why? Because even if they stole it, they're koina b'shinui. Pleishen yishlem, it belongs to them, right? They're koina b'shinui. Shina maisa is koina. You're allowed to buy from them milk and cheese in the midbar. Why? Because there, even if there, the owner doesn't care about it. The owner doesn't get the when they're in the midbar with all the animals. They're not bringing the chalav back to the owner. It's a whole day trip. By that time, it'll be spoiled. So therefore, if you buy them in the midbar, that's fine. The bialim is moichal on that. Because there belongs to the bialim. But loichem mehem, and you're allowed to buy from them dalad vehei tzoin or dalad vehei gizim. If it's four or five tzoin or four or five things, strings of wool, there it's nicker the hefset, the you know that's nicker that's missing, and therefore he won't sell unless it's his. Have a loy shtei tzoin, loy shtei gizim. You can't buy two tzoin and not two gizim because that's too small of an amount that'll be nicker that it was missing. Rabbi Yehuda Aimer. Baisois loichem mehem, you could buy baisois, which means in while you're in the house, you could buy from them because the baal bais will realize. But midbarios ain't loichem mehem. But if in the midbar you can't buy, and we'll have to see explain what Yehuda is saying in the Gemara. We'll talk about it. Klal shadavar, what's the klal? Kol shoroyim loichem baal bais magish boy. Anytime the roya sells and baal bais realizes it, loichem mehem. You're allowed to purchase from them. Ain't magish boy, ain't loichem mehem. If you're not margish, then ain't loichem mehem. If in the case where you won't realize, you're not allowed to buy from the royim because maybe he stole it. Zogdavar loichem mehem dalad vehei tzoin dalad vehei gizim. The halacha is you're allowed to buy four or five tzoin and you're allowed to buy four or five gizim. So freit the gemara has to yesh loimah arba zvevina. You're allowed to buy four chamishim abayi. It's a chiddush. You could buy five. If it's four is already nicker, it's recognizable that's missing. So of course five. What it means is 4 out of 5, which is 80%, then certain nicker, which is a big chiddush, you need that much. It means 4 out of 5, if it's 80% of the herd, then you'll have to buy it. If it's a small eider, then 4 is enough nicker. If it's a big eider, then it's 5. The price is very shver. Why? Either 4 or 5 has to be that make a nicker, but 3 not. Emer seifa avaloy shtei tzoin and not 2 tzoin. Hashalish avinon. But if we 3, you could buy. In fact, only 2 is not nicker, but 3 is nicker. So it's shver. It says I need up to 4, and the seifa says only by 2 it's not nicker, but 3 is nicker. So it's tiru. Like kasha haver riasa haver chjasa. If it's talking about brias to the animals, good strong animals, they're different than weak animals. If it's strong animals, so there he'll realize by 3. If it's schwacher animals, he will not realize by 3. End of the brisa says, Rav Yehuda Aimer, two you're not allowed to buy two. Lloyd straight, so you're not allowed to buy 2. 3 you could buy. Then it says, if you buy 4 or 5, it's nicker. It's tira. So Terry says, if it's strong guys, 3 is nicker. If it's weak ones, you need 4. So that's more about it. Yehuda Aimer, Bais is loichem mehem, Midbar is ain't loichem mehem. Abayu lehu, Rabbi Yehuda, Reisha koyi v'lechum, I'm going to explain what it means. Is it going on the Reisha koyi and it's a chumra? Or Yedum ha-sefe koyi v'lechula? More explains. A Reisha koyi v'lechumra, to omo loichem mehem arba v'chamisha tzoyin. It says, you're allowed to buy 4 or 5, why? Because nicker. Hani mili Bais is, only if you're in the Yishuv. Av Midbar is, afilu arba v'chamisha tzoyin, even 4 or 5, since it's the Midbar, the guy has no idea what's going on there, there was not nicker. So he'd be machmir, he would say that, in this case being machmir, he's saying that even 4 or 5 is no good if it's the midbar. off of a recognizable thing. Because it is recognizable, because inside the city, inside the house. Tashema, which way is Rabbi Huda going? We'll bring a riot. Tanya Ruda Imer, Loichim Baisis, Mehem Elochim Mehem Midbaris. You're allowed to buy in the house, but not in the Midbaris. Uvachom Mokoim, Loichim Mehem Abav Chamisha Tzoyin. And in any case, you could be buy from him 4 or 5 Tzoyin everywhere. Mashma, even in the Midbar. Madam Vachom Mokoim, Shmamina, Sefer, Kari, the Kula, Shmamina. Go on the Sefer, and go on the Kula. Then in the Baisis, too, is enough of a nicker. But wherever you are, 4 or 5 is nicker, even the midbar. So Shmami no, I say for Koyi, and we're going le kula.